Hello, my name is Bradley Campbell. I'm from Portland, Oregon, and I don't see anything wrong with spending money on coffee. I buy coffee every day. My dark brown morning seductress costs me $100 each month. But there are personal finance gurus who claim that I have a problem. They call it the latte effect and advise me to cut the $3 to $4 cup of coffee from my day. It's the easiest way for folks like me to start saving money. They encourage me to make my coffee at home or get it for free at work. They say if I did it for 30 years, it could save me like $55,000. Now, I know this is a ton of cash, but for a kid from Portland, cutting back on my coffee habit is a huge sacrifice. In my city, baristas are gods. They're covered in tattoo mosaics and known for their hazelnut-colored espresso poles. It's a place where single cups of coffee brew in $11,000 machines. In this world, when people complain about a $3 cup of coffee, it's because the $6 cup of medium-roasted Panamanian Esmeralda Especial with the aromas and fragrance of citrus blossoms and bergamot sold out earlier in the day. When I get a coffee, I like to massage its surface with the backside of a spoon slowly in counterclockwise circles. Then I delicately raise the warm cup to my nose and sniff it. I like to take in the bouquet of roasted bean steam. And when I finally take a sip, I embrace the coffee flavors playing with the taste buds on my tongue. You see, it's more than just money. It's the experience of the coffee and the experience of the local coffee shop. The grind of the espresso beans, the hiss of steaming milk, and the melodic thunks of portafilters as baristas knock loose used espresso. It's a brief social event that helps start my day. I know my love of coffee will only get more expensive, but good coffee is art, and $130 for a single pound of beans is a reasonable price. It improves my mood, it educates my palate. It's worth it. My purchase of coffee is an investment for a beautiful day.